Blog Talk Radio. The cards are reliable. Shall break every chain.
You know the ancient people, when we were in our original language, we always greeted each other with Mashamanka, how's your peace, or Yashalawam, peace be unto you. And
right.
That's when we was in our original form. And for the last 2 years, almost going on 3 years, Brother Drew, I want to thank you for letting us give lessons to people that wanted to travel with us and learn what the definition of lessons is, a learned, proven fact. And you know our motto is documentation beats bullshit conversation.
That's right.
But we've been giving out lessons, Brother Drew. And the word lessons is a learned, proven fact. I got this lecture off one of my female hit squad, Sister Shonda. We had discussed certain topics and information and with each other and broke different stuff down. to get lessons out of it, and we found out that this ain't, we don't get lessons. The children don't have any lessons anymore. You know, if you are a baby boomer, like me and you, brother, you even had lessons when you went to church and vacation Bible school, they gave you but lessons. Lessons
right.
is homework. Lessons is homework. We had homework. The kids today, this X and Y and millennium generation of people, they don't know a damn thing about homework. So we know that in the public school system, this is a fact. We by understanding this, that our children is not learning anything because they don't have any homework, which is a lesson that you go back and discuss each one of those topics of the information that you're reading. It becomes lessons. Our children are not getting that. The X and the Y and the millennium generation of children, especially the Y and the millennium, and they done graduated, the X and gave them doctor's degrees with summa cum laude in this goddamn way of teaching. So we got to go back and undo what's undone, but we have to start at the beginning to understand what the goddamn problem is. So when we go back and have lessons, which is the definition of lesson is a learned, proven fact, then we can understand and sing that old song that the Christians sing, understand it better, by and goddamn by. You see, so when we have been given out lessons, and from our lessons, Brother Drew, we have learned many things, but we're going to, like, summarize our last lesson, which was the history of Islam. We started this lesson off with the history first of my grandpa, my two grandpas, Yehudaism. And we taught Judaism for a year. It took us over a year to teach Yehudaism. We call it Judaism in this damn tongue. So this is we learned about where this tongue come from and what it is. But for those of you who haven't heard our lessons and understand where we come from is Judaism. It had to start with Judaism because the Jews are the chosen people of God of the East, the North, and the Southern Hemisphere. And then in the 9th century, the Western Hemisphere, which this is Hiya land, this is the last of Hiya land, we call it Hiya land over here. All the indigenous people over here, which was the Olmec, the Algonquin, and the Creek Nation, which I come from. And we call this place Athara. We didn't call it America. And Athara means earth, and you couldn't sell earth. No other tribe could buy earth. But that when this white boy, this Germanic race of people came over here and started conquering us with gunpowder, then we see from lessons that we have learned and study, an intense study of 250,000 years of history, we can see a proven goddamn fact that can't nobody argue with us, Brother Drew, that it ain't a damn fact because we didn't write the damn history and the white goddamn, your white daddy wrote the history. He wrote the history, and the best white daddy is to go study with is people that call themselves Jews. And then niggas get all upset of, oh, the Jews is white. The Jews is it. Hell, niggas trace the damn thing and know that it ain't no such thing as a Jew. Now, the original Yehudas, everybody on earth was colored people at one damn time. But if you go back and study with the Jews, and I'm a half-breed, because Grandpa started teaching me in 1950, and he didn't die until I was a freshman in high school, and that was 1960, and he was born in 1840. And we got documentation on that because he was born on a damn reservation, you see. And he was a Cushota, and so I got all of his teaching because he started teaching me about this stuff when I'm 5 and 6 years old, when he came to live with us. And so I'm just sharing with you knowledge, and now we know the knowledge he gave me. I know how to prove this knowledge, which is a very unique thing that we all have to learn. In our public school system, they give our children, my grandbabies. I got no children that's in school no more, but I got grandbabies. And when you farting over my grandbabies, that pisses me off the same way I kill your ass in Vietnam. I feel that way about your ass now. If you messing with my grandbabies, and I classify every little black child my grandbabies. So when you hear me talking, you messing with all of my grandbabies, not just the ones that I claim. But you messing with all of my grandbabies, not just one. If you mess with Drew's grandbaby, you effing with me. And that's the way all of us used to feel at one time. We was a family, united. That's what the word united means. And all of these lessons that we learn is proven facts. That's the reason we have to take this lesson as a school of thought. In our public school system, they teach our children altitude tests to see how good a slave he's going to be on the plantation. They say, oh, he's a good carpenter, he's a good fisherman, he's a good welder, he's a good this, he's a good that. Altitude test. So, like when I went in the military, what you best qualified for? They got a test to see what your qualification is. And believe me, buddy, what your ass qualify in the military, that's what you is going to be. You know that for a fact, man, Brother Drew. If they say that you're a mechanic or a cook or a fireman, that's what your butt going to be when you go into the Navy. If they say that you can score but this on your test and this equals to you have to be a steward, which is take care of the captains and the admirals and the officers, and be they nigga and they valet and shit. They say you're gonna be the cook for the officer and all the others, the squadron. You're gonna be the fireman, or you're gonna be the barbershop. You know, you're gonna work in the commissary, or you're gonna work in the cleaners. Yeah, and so a lot of brothers on our ship had that racket going, and they selling that cleaning fluid so you can get high on it. But this is the way that we know for a fact that white folks done treated us. I ain't mad at the white folks, but you done treated me like this, Crocker, and I got freedom of speech. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. I just need my grandchildren to get away from your ass. That's all. And hear Grandpa for 1 second. Maybe they jumpstart this beautiful mind that has been lost and wasted up under this goddamn school system because they don't give lessons anymore. But the lessons that we have learned, we're going to go back into the history of religion when we covered Yehudism, Christone, and Islam. Now, we're going to do a quick summary over this, Brother Drew, is that we found out that from the original, which is Yehudism, before they brought this shit from the east to the west, they traveled over here and brought this shit over here to us. And see, you didn't know you had some Masons over here, some higher Masons than them Scottish Rite Masons. You had some these niggas walking over here in the Western Hemisphere. This voice that you hear is that nigga that was over here in the Western Hemisphere when you brought your white ass over here as Leif Erik the Red, the Viking, and brought your God over here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, which you call Wooten, Thorn, and Frigid. I was looking at your ass when you got blown up there with the Wampum Pen, that tribe of people, Algonquins, and it was in their wampum belt to kill your ass, and they let your ass go back. And then 450 years later, here come this other Germanic race of people called from Spain over here and coming to our land. We know this shit for a fact. So we can see that Judaism, in this language, has divided in 2015 into seven different sects, they call it. This song has 450 different denominations that don't believe the same way, and up under three creeds in America, called Apostolic Creed, Nicene Creed, Tertullian Creed, and we can see that this is called Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching with the 1881 King James Revised Version of the Bible from William Shakespeare, 1523 Bible. This was translated in 1881 and called this Bible. This is the 16th Bible that Christone has endorsed up under this. Now, they didn't start off like this at first, because Christone and Judaism was one. And we can study Islam, which we studied last week, Islam for the last 2 weeks. We see that Islam has 9 different sects in 2015, and they have broke away into 9 different sects from the original belief of Yehudism, which Muhammad had, and which Jesus Krishna had. That's Christone's. Its first name was Jesus Krishna, Jesus being the Druid god of Eastern Rome, and Krishna the black god of Western Rome, which in Western Rome, where the niggas lived, was the Hindus, and in Eastern Rome, where the white folks lived, was the Druids. And then Constantine said that he wanted to stop them. They was in the fight, tear up the kingdom, and he was in the fight a big war. So he said that Jesus and Krishna was equal gods, that the people in the Western song, you, that's your god, and it was all right. And we would say that the god of Rome was Jesus Krishna, and they had equal. But later on, they said that Krishna was a title, and that Jesus was the name. And I find that read very interesting. Brother Drew, when we look at these damn facts, here's a black and white situation in Rome. Because the Eastern side, they believe in Krishna. That's the Hindu god. Krishna is Shiva's son. He's called the black one who killed the evil Mongols in Hinduism. Hinduism is the oldest religion in the world. We found that out. And every religion has over 1,000 customs of Hinduism. So every religion in the world is actually Hinduism. And the biggest one of them is called Christianity, of the Angelic Gospel Christian Church, as we speak right now. We have learned that through this study that we have. I mean, when we do the whole study, this is the facts that we come up with that we can write down in a book and teach it to our children, and they won't be getting this bullshit that this white boy had been teaching us, this tribe Magog, Gog, and Tubal, because the Jews done already told us who these people was. They brothers, but they done told us what the hell they done did to the seed of Abraham. See, everybody believed in Yehudism until they had this split. When they had this split out of Yehudism, in today's society, this is what we're looking at. And for us to better understand Islam is that you read in books of wisdom and knowledge where ain't nothing new under the sun. And once you come into existence, you stay into existence. When we look into Islamic history and summarize it as we're doing it now, we can see that the Muslims have always fought a holy war against Christone. I mean, because Christone, the people of Christone always wanted to push their customs and their beliefs up on everybody in the world. The people of Christendom is strictly for one thing, world power. We can see that right now, and we can see that the people of Christendom, when we break it down, is world power. They've been world power, but we can see where they done fell from world power. And we talking about this seventh great empire called America. And we can see where in 1945, when America got its power, we can see that in 1945, when they dropped the bomb on two Christian nations, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, these people believed in Christianity. They didn't believe in Shintoism and Buddhism and Taoism. These was Christians. These was Christians that the most epitome of the Christians, the highest ranking of the Christians on earth, they dropped a bomb on here. Now, they bypassed all of the other cities, Brother Drew. Yeah, we see this, goddammit, by studying history. This ain't no hearsay. They say this is proven damn fact. All you have to do is look at the shit. They passed all of these cities to bomb two Christian nations. I find that very interesting. And it was did on the 10 and the goddamn 9. That's mathematically speaking, meaning they goddamn it don't change. Well, this is when America gained world power, because everybody got scared of America then. They say, shit, this is Magog in his highest goddamn form, or the one that's talked about in all books, Bible, Quran, Torah, Tanakh, I don't give a damn what book, religious book you go into, they talk about a tribe of people that were Magog and Gog descendants. Well, that tribe of people in 1776 May the 1st changed their goddamn name to America. Because they damn sure was Anglo-Saxons when they changed their damn name. Them 72 damn forefathers got shields in goddamn England, Great Britain. Goddamn it, that's where Magog and Gog come from. The Jutes, the Angels, and the damn Saxons. So you can't bullshit us about what we talking about now, come telling us that we telling a goddamn lie, or this facts, documentation, beats bullshit goddamn conversation. And mathematically speaking, if you want to get on the numbers with us, goddamn it, Drew, we'll put their ass on the numbers, whoever said we lying, and you can see that from that day. And see, folks are killing about it. Hitler had this damn bomb. Hitler had this bomb for goddamn America and chose not to use it. Can you believe that, Brother Drew? Because when we go back in Hitler's, hell, PBS will tell you this. When we go back into that history, see, we can see where they got it on PBS, that Hitler had this bomb and could have used it, but he chose not to. But this American, when he got them Jews that know how to make this bomb, and he dropped it on Japan. Japan, Hiroshima, the two cities that was Christian nations just like him. So he killed the Christians. He didn't kill the Shinto. This is how this cat worked, this Magog over here, this American. See, he waited 96 years before he let you become a black American. See, so you, when he became an American, which we the people became an American, the first one of them was John Hancock. That's the first white boy in our fire over here in our land in the Western Hemisphere, was the first American, and they waited 3 months to see was the King of England going to kill his ass for treason before any of them started signing this Declaration of Independence, this Bill of Rights, and all this shit that they had wrote up. This is what a damn American is. He ain't you. He waited 96 years to 1870 before he let you become of black America after they done skipped a wall. The Duncan Masons of the South against the Scottish Rite Masons, and the Scottish Rite Masons won, and because they said they weren't going to never let the Duncan Masons get power again, Brother Drew, they freed the slaves, because the slaves was the power of the Duncan Masons. But the Duncan Masons, Brother Drew, I find it very interesting that the Duncan Masons, what was they cry? The South shall rise again. Well, right. Then, when we use common sense, Brother Drew, and we look at 2015, where we know for a fact that the South has rose again through the Democratic Party. That's how the goddamn South done rose again, that right now, this ain't no Republican of America. This will soon be the Democratic of America, and a democratic form of government is a monarchy form of government. That means that every nation in the world will be either monarchy, dictator, kingship. It will never be another Republican, and they the only one that's holding out, these old crackers over here. And we can see this coming, that the South done rose again. So we can't be bullshitted about history that done already happened when we sit down and explain this shit to ourselves through lessons. We can see this. We see the split in the so-called goddamn religion that's got all the Negroes up in heaven trying to get to heaven and get their damn pearly white wings and gold and silver damn shit, slippers. We can see that mindset of what this religion of this white boy has said. We know that it ain't no goddamn preacher in America that look like me and you can read. Because if you could read Proverbs 3, verse 31.
You still there, Brother Wong? I think they might have cut you out, Brother Wong. I don't know if you can hear me or not. I can't hear you. But don't hang up, whatever you do. Just might try changing location, Brother Wong. All right. We'll wait on Brother DeWall to get back online. Guess it cut him off. Yeah, but Proverbs 3 and 31 is the verse he was saying, even not your oppressor, choose not his ways. See if I can help him get back online. All right, everybody stand by, sir. All right, well, I guess while we wait on Brother DeWall to call back in, actually the second part of this program was going to be about the weather modification. Hopefully we can get him back on the line with us so he can get to that part of the lesson. But, you know, sometimes when you're speaking truth, you're going to have some obstacles. And I guess one of the things, that's why it's important that we educate our children, because we have to have our own stations. We have to have our own access to internet and to websites and to servers. And so when you have to depend on your enemy to provide you these necessities, they can turn you off anytime they want to. And they can cut your phone off, they can hang you up like they just did Brother DeWall. So that's the purpose why we have to push self-ownership, independence, separation, because as long as you're on their system, they control their system. You know, you go to their schools, they control your education, they control your mindset, so on and so on. So that's why, you know, we believe that we have to be separate and have our own. You know, and as long as you're up under somebody else's, you always conquer. And when somebody have to teach you, have to teach your children, they conquered you too. When somebody have to give you the medicine, they actually, you know, we say the Creator have the power of life and death. But when you have to go to the enemy for your medicine, then, you know, that's debatable. I guess one of the lessons that we're trying to say is teach your children, your grandchildren, to be independent and separate. You know what I'm saying? You know, the school system don't teach to create. They always teach you to apply yourself to get a job. And we got to break that mindset. And the best way to break the mindset, the truly the best way to break the mindset, is to homeschool. A lot of people said, I can't homeschool. I don't know enough. But there's a lot of teachers that you can network with that are out of work or doing their own thing. If they dedicate a little of their time and each one teach a subject, you know what I'm saying? Each one teach their specialty to the children. Okay, I think we got Brother Watt back on with us a little bit. If I can open this line, just a second. Hold on, Brother Watt, I'm trying to open your line up. Yeah, I'm getting to trying to open Brother DeWall line. I'm just letting them know, Brother DeWall, that's why we have to have the homeschoolers where we can get our children to come back into entrepreneurship, scientists, where we can have our own service and our own technicians, where we won't be getting locked out in these situations. So they waiting on your mic to open. It ain't open up yet, Brother DeWall, but we're still on. So hopefully he can hear me, and I'll carry on till I don't want no, you know, you don't want no dead air, so I just keep on talking till that mic open. Yeah, and then I was telling Brother okay, you're on, Brother Watt.
Okay, Brother Jordan, we stopped off at, when we study the history of Islam, we see that it broke down into the sects. When they believed in Yehudism, they was called Ishmaelites. And we can go study the history of the Ishmaelite. And when we study the history of the Ishmaelites, we'll see that a group of people broke away from the Ishmaelites and started another belief called the Karmites. Karmathites. Read the history of these people. And see, we're going to understand what you're dealing with today, because when we break it down like this, Brother Drew, we understand by and by of what we're dealing with today. And you can go up on your history book, get you these names I'm giving you. It's to your advantage to go check this information out that I'm giving to you. You cats got these computers. You need to find out so you will understand and of what's going down right now in these people that attacked in the world, as the great white father say. The next group that came out of that group was called the Fatimites, F-A-T-I-M-I-T.
All right, Brother Walt, can't hear you.
Did you hear me? You there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, we hear. Yeah, I guess you have a little disturbance in your line.
Here's what me and you know for a fact. This group that calling themselves ISIS, Taliban, the ones that believe in suicide bombers, you're messing with the children of a belief that came out of these beliefs. You're messing with the children of a group of Muslims called themselves D-R-U-S-E-S, the Dressers. Go back and study the history of that large of people. And then I found this very interesting, Brother Drew, because America is run up under this belief of the Dressers. See, the Dressers believe, they declared against Islamic teaching and Judaism teaching, that God was himself was a series of avatars. And this word avatar, that's what Jesus is. And the word avatars came out of Hinduism. When we study this word, where this word come from, avatar, it came out of Hinduism. That was the belief of the Hinduism that broke away and got over into Islamic teaching right here, where we study what these people believed in. And these people didn't book on with you when you when they put a hit on you, you was dead. And out of the dressers came another group of people, Brother Drew. And to me, the dressers and this group of people called the assassins. With assassins, they believed in a different way of thinking, but this assassin came out of the dressers. Brother Drew, which already was some terrible jokers, the way they had started teaching Islam and making the people believe in it. They rose to a certain degree of power back when in the beginning of their history, and we see that the children of the people, the Muslims that believe like the assassins and the aggressors, are the present-day Muslims and the descendants of the assassins and the aggressors. And everybody don't understand this goddamn reform Muslim that's over here in the Western Hemisphere called America. He don't understand a damn thing about that, Brother Drew, because he don't know what children. See, this generation of children, they've been having babies and teaching their belief. And you can go on Channel 27 and 29 and 26 on that, if you got one of them boxes on cable, and you'll see some Muslim station right here in Dallas, and they got what they call the Muslim whiz kids, where one of them is reciting in Arabic and the other one is translating it in English, and they doing lessons teaching other little Muslim kids on the TV these lessons. At the age of 9 years old, all of these whiz kids can recite the Quran. So you developing this type of mind in a child in 2015, Brother Shrew, and you here in the United States of America, and you on TV showing everybody this, and where's the mind of the black kid? He hip-hopping it. He hippity-hippity-hopping down the bunny trail. And these people are developing minds right here up under your nose. This is what you call some hell of an intelligence here that these people are using as we speak. And right up under your nose. And see, we can see this only because we did the study of what these people believe in. These people, are the dressers and the assassins, descendants, they fight your ass forever, and they got plenty of babies now. And if you notice something, Isaac is recruiting other people within the nation of other nations of people to their belief. And this is the X and the Y and the millennium generation, especially the X and the Y, is switching over 100 miles an hour to the belief of the dressers and the assassins against Christendom. This is how these people feel about Christianity. Because Christianity has tried to push its belief on every nation of people in the world to dominate world power. That's what we see right now. And the walls that's been fought, they all been religious walls, disguised religious walls, to the point where the Pope have to give your ass permission. If you are a Germanic race of people, nation of people going to war, he have to give your ass permission to go to war. All but George Bush Jr. George Bush Jr. called his ass the Promised Maximum. I got the newspaper with that. He can't do shit. Hell, we got T.D. Jakes goddamn to pray for the soldiers. And T.D. Jakes became the first spook to pray for the soldiers to go to war. and up under the administration of Fred Spook, Barack Obama. So that's some spooky shit. That's the reason they made that comedy of Casper and Spooky. Go look up the word Casper and look up the word spooky. You can understand why they say that Spooky, that's an amber star, was the bad ghost and that Casper was a good ghost. You remember that when they had them cartoons when we were little bitty boys? They showed us that shit TV. Had our minds all fucked up. Had our minds all messed up, Brother Drew, that one white man could say, and goddamn niggas, 1,000 niggas started running.
Yeah.
And I believe that shit. I believe that shit, Brother Drew. I believe
it.
I believed it.
Yep.
I believed that shit.
And Casper was the pretty ghost.
I definitely believed it, Brother Drew. I'm a living witness. I believe that all of them niggas were scared of that one white man when he hollered like that. And I used to go through the neighborhood swinging on grapevine, me and my cousin swinging on grapevine across creeks, hollering like this goddamn white boy, thinking we was him.
I know what you mean.
This is what you call the power of mind control.
Right.
So what we know by this intense study of these three religions and how they split it from Judaism and how they did it, all of this, is that when they did this, we can see and know what we're dealing with today. The people of these, when you go study how these people believe, you can see the belief of these people. And this is a jihad city. Dallas, Texas is a jihad city because y'all say y'all got the freedom of speaking. Y'all want to talk about Muhammad and draw cartoons of it. You ought to have common sense. That's what we're going to talk about next week, Brother Drew, common sense. See, common sense, that's a hell of a word. We're going to get off into that lecture next week. See, common sense should tell you that you don't need to be making cartoons of Muhammad because you got the right of freedom of speech, but if you do this, it is some people that say this religion is going to kill your ass, graveyard dead, if they have to wait 5 years like they already have done. See, that's I like the way they worked that show. You know, they waited. They tried two times, unsuccessful, but the third time, after 5 years, they killed this reporter over there. They proved a fact to you. When you study the history, they prove a fact. That one thing that my daddy said, used to have saying, I used to hear him tell other people in his pool hall or down in the shack, that he would say, nigga, I would kill you next year for effing with me this year. He said, I'll wait until next year to kill you till you forget about it and kill you and your whole family. I heard my daddy say that a million times in the pool hall to another black man when they was talking shit to each other. And these Muslims believe the same damn thing, Brother Drew. They going to kill you about if you, and then this fool then did the shit out in Arizona. He in Arizona where these two cats came from. So you picking at these people. These white boys that call themselves Christian and freedom of speech, and they determined to start a battle right here in America with the Muslim, but the shit that you bringing up finna come over here. Drew, there's 185,000 Muslims in the Fort Worth and Dallas area. You can bet your ass that it is some Muslims that believe like the Dressel, especially in that X and Y generation. And they got these computers and all of this shit to get the information out to each other. They networking. I don't know nothing about that shit, but I noticed that social media shit is hot as hell with this X and Y and millennial generation of people. And they is using this sophisticated method of coming in. So that means that America is conquered from within, just like when you let the Gauls and the Visigoths into Rome, with their religion, and it was all right for them to practice their religion. You let the Muslims come in, and it was all right to practice their religion, because after 1890, you said that everybody in the East could bring their religion over here. Jesus was no longer the national god, that all the gods was welcome, and we became the Kaaba, which with 360 different gods in it. And America's same as the goddamn Kaaba, Brother Drew, because every god that was in the East, we can go down Preston Road in Dallas, Texas. Preston Road is the longest road in Dallas. I used to drove delivery in Dallas for 15 years and another 20 years over the road, first 15 years in Dallas. And Preston Road was my delivery. It runs many miles, and I noticed that every temple of any religion is on Preston Road. Even
right.
The Baha Muslims, even the Baha Muslims have a temple there. That's where I went when we were studying Baha'ism. Me and Cole went to that temple and studied with the Imam there. And then we went there. We seen the Buddha temple. Me and Cole. You know, we used to go to temple, we had lunch and dinner with them, and then study with them and pick their brains and stuff. Well, these children right now, of this fanatical Islamic sect that broke away, this is what you're dealing with in 2015 as we speak right now. Now, Brother Drew, you remember Day-Day, when Day-Day was 5 years old and Ishmael was teaching Day out of Dr. Yaw's book about the clouds. And so we every day we would go to Half Price Bookstore, and they had found this book called Weather, On Weather, The Weather. And he said, Pop, you got to buy me this book. And so I bought the book, and I bought me one and bought him one. And he started asking me questions out of the book. And I hadn't read the book. So he asked me one of the most significant questions he asked me was, Pop, can you explain weather modification to me? I said, weather modification? I said, what you talking about, Dave? He said, it's in the book, Pop, can you explain it to me? I said, well, Dave, give me a little bit, you know. And Dave ain't 19 now. he finished school and he's singing lead with Disneyland down in Florida, Brother Drew. He got that job in May. He auditioned for it. But they turned me on to this history. They start questioning me. And so when we started, Cole said, you better listen to Dave. You know what Ishmael done said about him, that he ain't no young. He's an old man in a young body, an old man mind in a young body. So we started studying weather modification, and I was shocked to my ass because I couldn't believe. See, I believe like everybody believe that God created weather, that man couldn't create weather, but that's a lie. That's a lie. And we are definitely in the dark on the knowledge of weather modification when it comes to black people. And like I said, you be taught by a child. This is Day-Day. We run knowledge through. When you run knowledge like we did, Drew, with all them books that your baby's seen, all those babies, your babies, I was your baby's personal teacher for an hour every day. See, I taught your babies personally. So I know what damn books they learned out of. These babies, they would get these books and ask these questions. And so they asked me what weather modification was, and I went into it, and I found out that when we study this knowledge, I want you to write this word down, HARP Foundation. You have to know who the HARP Foundation is when you start studying this knowledge. You have to go pick up you some knowledge on AARP. You can go up on the internet and pull it down. There's one thing about the good white man, he don't mind telling you how he has whooped your ass. He don't mind telling you because he said put it in a book. And the black man would never know. And so when he puts it in a book, we ain't going to know until a five-year-old go in the book and ask his grandpa about some shit that is going on right now that we see. When we go and study what the Hobbs Foundation is and what they are able to do with electromagnetic energy, it started with Tesla, and this started in 1942, Brother Drew, weather modification. I call it meddling with nature. It was not the worst hurricane of the year, but the end of the hurricane season drew near. The resident of Miami knew that it was certainly the second worst on October the 13th, 1947. This storm had moved away from the cities, leaving a trail of destruction, and had began to turn out to sea. Following the path of so many hurricanes, wheeling around the subtropical high pressure zone and heading north, east, west up the coast of America, on that day, its center was some 300 miles, which was 500 kilometers offshore, and if anything, energy had been getting to an end. But on that day, Brother Drew, this is the beginning of shit, a B-17 bomber made three flights into the main storm, each time dropping 330 pounds of carbon dioxide, which is dry ice, across the path of the storm. It was the first test of Project CIRUS, C-I-R-R-U-S, the ultimate dream of weather scientists, a scheme to control the power of a hurricane. As the aircraft carrier returned to its base, the scientists proudly announced that the cloud had clearly reacted to their treatment, but as the day wore on, they was disappointed to find that their action had not caused the storm to die the next day. However, they was disappointed, turned into horror, as the hurricane turned back on itself, reintensified, and swept through Georgia, causing a new wave of destruction and death. This event on October 1947 set back the cause of the weather modification by some years. Lawsuit of damages was filed against the people that did this experiment, Brother Drew. Now, you know, let's see, I was about 2 years old and when this stuff happened, Brother Drew, and that's funny. This stuff happened when you and I were just 2 years old, Brother Drew. That's strange. I don't think you probably wasn't even here in 1947. Were you here in 47, Brother Drew?
No, I wasn't here, Brother Ross.
Yeah, so you weren't even here when I'm telling you some shit that happened and you weren't even here. They were sued. The lawsuit was filed against the people who did this. And this started, the scientists who wanted to tame the weather, they didn't give up. They had a worth to go to make a world a better place for humans to live in, they said. The district history of weather modification is ruled with superstition and religious faith. Thunder and lightning, tempests, floods, and droughts have been caused, been ascended to the work of the gods and all cultures. Praying for rain existed in every society. The Mayas, over here, the ignorant-ass Olmec, sacrificed middle-aged women to call for its lesser murderous society was selling the multitude of animals, interests, looking into the interests of animals, goat. The Mongolians poured milk on the ground. Others sung and danced. like we did over here. We said hi-ya. We danced the dance of hi-ya to get this stuff. But when we go into it, that was a man who won a Nobel Peace Prize for chemistry in 1942 by the name of Ivan Langumir. We can see that. Now, Brother Drew, this weather modification we see wind up after Tinsley got a hold to it when we studied that history in electromagnetic energy. They learned how to conquer electromagnetic energy. Then the weather became military. In the end, the project became dodged by politicians rather than scientists. Failed that Castro spoke out at length blaming storm theories experiments for the destruction on Cuba by Hurricane Florence in 1962. Brother Drew, did you know that?
Nope.
You there with me? And see, look, yeah. We didn't know this, man. 62, I was a junior. And I don't remember this. I remember a bad hurricane, but just vaguely. And combined against a few later years was a massive drought in that country, in Guam, and they said that the United States, now dig this, China accused the United States of redirecting a typhoon towards their city. At the same time, the Japanese pointed out that much of their annual rainfall stemmed from tropical typhoon, and politicians requested that the Americans leave nature well alone. Leave this shit alone. America quit farting with trying to create weather. This is Nagar. Right. This is the Bible tell you about this bad boy Nagar. He would change time.
Huh? 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. That this boy would change time, change the weather. Well, we can see. Now I'll pick up and we'll summarize this next week, but my lesson next week will be on dealing with what is, we'll ask ourselves a question, what is common sense? And I find it very right. interesting. But
you know what else was pretty up. Interesting to me, Brother DeWar, on this weather situation with Texas
yeah.
and the government, the Texas being a commonwealth state, and they was, you know, somewhat always against this system, and all of a sudden they're just flooding out Texas, and they was getting ready to do some kind of exercise in Texas, too, military
right.
exercise.
And Texas is the only state that ain't in the Union.
Right.
They can secede whenever they got to get ready. And see, we don't understand that. But I we'll pick up about America was accused by George Bush, Bill Clinton, Russia, and China. Bush was accused of breaking the weather treaty. So when we trace the history and bring it up to date, we'll see where how the weather got into the politician and all of that. We'll summarize it and we'll take on that subject. What is common sense? Brother June, that's a hell of a question and a hell of a
yes,
lesson.
Sir.
And I say Shabbat Shalom, Yah Shalom, Kamaydiyah, until next week.
Kamaydiyah.